Good morning. It's March 21st. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 39. The first seven verses of chapter 39, we see that God rewarded Zedekiah for his wickedness. Think about that for a second. The king thought he could escape, but the enemy caught up with him. The last thing Zedekiah saw was the execution of his own sons. Could you believe that? Could you imagine having to watch the execution of your own sons? Then he was blinded. He walked by sight, and he ended up in darkness. He lived to serve himself, and he lost everything. He learned the truth of these words that we find in Numbers 32, verse 23. Be sure your sins will find you out. Let's read these first few verses, verse 1 through verse 10 of chapter 39. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the city was penetrated. Then all the princes of the kings of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate. Nergal-Sheazar, Shamgar-Nebo, Sarshechem, Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer, Ramag, and with the rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. So it was when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and all the men of war saw them, that they fled and went out of the city by night, by way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls. And he went out by way of the plain. But the Chaldean army pursued them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had captured him, they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes in Riblah. The king of Babylon also killed all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, carried away captive to Babylon the remnant of the people who remained in the city and those who defected to him, with the rest of the people who remained. But Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, left in the land of Judah the poor people who had nothing and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Our next section here, verse 11 through verse 14, we find that God rewards Jeremiah for his faithfulness. For 40 difficult years, Jeremiah faithfully proclaimed God's word, even though the people refused to obey it. If you measure ministry by results, Jeremiah was a failure. Given his freedom, he chose to remain with his people and minister to them. He had a shepherd's heart. Let's read verse 11 through verse 14. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him and look after him and do him no harm, but do to him just as he says to you." So Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, sent Nebuchadnezzar, Rabsaris, Nergal, Shearzer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's chief officers. Then they sent someone to take Jeremiah from the court of the prison and committed him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should take him home. So he dwelt among the people. And then as we end this chapter, verse 15 through verse 18, to the end of the chapter, we see that God rewarded Ebed-Melech for his kindness. God will always reward us, whether it's for good, for bad, or kindness, whatever it might be. There will be a reward, so we need to be aware of what it is we're being rewarded for. Ebed-Melech was rewarded for his kindness. His kindness is seen back in chapter 38, verse 7 through verse 13. Now we know why this foreigner rescued Jeremiah. He had put his faith in the God of Israel in verse 18. It must have been Jeremiah's witness that won him. An outsider trusted the God of Israel, but the Jews would not trust him. Let's read verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Meanwhile, the word of the Lord had come to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring my words upon this city for adversity and not for good, and they shall be performed in that day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says the Lord, and you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword. But your life shall be as a prize to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. He will bless you. That's our Bible reading for today. I hope it's a blessing to you. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly, make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.